You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We are now in the fifth commandment. We're talking about the Ten Commandments. And I remember a lawyer who asked Jesus a question. This happened in the New Testament. And he asked Jesus, a lawyer who is a teacher of the law, who studies the law, and said, of all the commandments, which one is the greatest? And Jesus is very good in making things simple. It's actually the religious leaders who always make it complicated for people when it comes to relationship with God. And he said, the greatest of all the commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as you love yourself. We can actually summarize the whole commandment in one word, and that's the word love. Because it's all about relationship. The rules that God gave to us, really, that these Ten Commandments about relationship, because God is a relational God. The first four commandments is about us relating to God. How do we relate to this God? Commandment 5 to 10, this remaining 6 is actually commandments to guide us how to relate to one another. But if you look at the commandments about relating to one another, it actually starts at home. If you want your relationship with other people to go well, it will start right at your home, in your family. The fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother. You know, one of the reasons why they're in our society, it's so messy right now, it's because this commandment is not working or functioning well in families. If that is out of order in the family, it will be out of order outside the family. If we don't learn to honor those who are in authority at home, the moment we go out, we will have problems with authority. We will not know how to honor authority, law, and all of that. That's why this is very, very important. As they say, family is the basic unit of a society. If the families are healthy, we will have a healthy nation. But if the family is messed up, then it's going to have a ripple effect into our society and nation as well. So here's the fifth commandment, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Everyone say honor. And there is an important distinction that we need to make, especially in our culture today, when it comes to honor. Because honor sometimes is equivalent to obedience. So parang feeling ko, if in-honor ko yung nanay ko tsaka tatay ko, so wala akong choice. I have to do everything that they are telling me to do. But honor doesn't necessarily mean obeying. It's possible to obey in a dishonoring way. Just like this kid who's running around, and sabi ng parents nila, stop running. Ayaw niya magpapigil. Sabi niya, if you don't stop, I'm going to rod you. So tumigil siya, pero masama yung mukha. Sabi ng parents, ano iniisip mo? Sabi niya, I may be standing on the outside, but I'm still running on the inside. Rebellious pa rin, di ba? It's possible to honor, it's possible to obey in a dishonoring way. In the same breath, it's possible to honor while disobeying. Case in point is me standing here today. I did not obey my mother with my decision to go in ministry. But I made sure I did it in an honorable way. I did not speak negatively of her. I did not show bad attitude. I made sure I did it in an honorable way. Now, honor, what does it mean? Honor means to value or to highly esteem, to treat as precious. That's what it means to honor, to value or highly esteem, to treat as precious. Now, there are three quick reasons. I want to just give three quick reasons why we should honor our father and mother. And I know that for some people, this is not really that hard to obey. It's a pleasure to honor their parents because of what they've done. I'm also aware that there's a lot of people where this is a heavy and difficult commandment to obey. There's a lot of kids today who are having difficulty honoring their parents because of how they were treated or because of what has been done to them. But why should we honor our father and mother? First of all, it's because God requires it. God requires it. There's a big difference between honor and respect. Respect is earned. Honor is given. Respect is about how we lived our lives, but honor is about the position we have. And that's the reason why when you're around a judge, you call him your honor. That's the reason why when there are government officials, even though we did not vote for them, even though we don't agree with their policies, we still address them with honor. We say, Mr. President or Mr. Senator. That's also the reason why we give priority lanes to the elderly. Not necessarily because of how they live their lives, but simply because of the place they are in. Because of their position. Maybe that's their age, or maybe that's the position that they hold. Honor is given, respect is earned. There is a big difference. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. It's not our job to judge or to determine whether our parents are worthy of honor. Our job is to honor. Some parents are throwing away that honor every single day by the way they live their lives. But that is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to honor our father and mother. Second is because God rewards it. Okay, how many of you here, you like receiving rewards? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2, Paul alluded to this. It was mentioned in Exodus, but in the New Testament, Paul alluded to this. And when he said, honor your father and mother, and then he added a side comment, he said, this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. I check other versions, and I don't normally check this translation, but I just want to show you for this time. In the Living Bible translation, it says, honor your father and mother. This is the first of God's 10 commandments that ends with a promise. And this is the promise, that if you honor your father and mother, yours will be a long life full of blessing. And that's the promise. First commandment, it never ended with a promise. Second, never ended. Third, fourth, this is the first commandment that if we do, the Bible says there is a promise. You know, a promise gives hope. A promise gives assurance. And a promise gives motivation. I do that to my daughter. Ito pala yung two kids namin. Jackson, our youngest. Then Cheska is 6 years old. And I do that to Cheska every time she would ask me and ask me permission. Sasabihin niya, pwede ba ako mag-candy, daddy? Pwede bang mag-chocolate or ice cream? And I will always make a promise. I'll say, finish your lunch or your dinner and promise I will let you eat ice cream. Once she hears that word, she will stop. She will not argue. She will gladly obey. And she will finish her lunch or dinner. May motivated eh. Encourage. May hope. Talagang bawat subo niya may hope. That's what promise does. When you're given a promise, it gives you assurance. It gives you hope. It motivates you. I believe that's one of the reasons why God attached a promise to this command to honor our father and mother. So that as we obey, especially when it's difficult, we will have motivation. We will have assurance. And we will have hope. Tama ba tong ginagawa ko? And God is saying, no, I've given you a promise. And last thing is because children repeat it. Children learn from our examples consciously or subconsciously. Kaya yung mga bata, di ba, minsan nagiging kamukha ng parents. Or minsan they start acting the way their parents are acting. Here are some pictures. The way they sleep, di ba? Push up. Children are like that. You know, the old saying is true when it comes to parenting. More is caught than taught. Kaya may mga parents na sabi niya, huwag ka nga naglalasing, huwag ka nga nag... Puro ka bisyo. Umuwi ka na. They will not believe what you're saying. They will believe what you're doing. And in the same way with our children, honor works that way. Our children will learn to honor us by watching us how we honor our parents. So kung hindi natin in-honor yung parents natin, our children will see that and they'll say, ah, pwede pala yun. Or kung tayo, i-honor ko lang nanay ko, hindi ko honor tatay ko, namimili tayo. And we judge who's worthy of honor and who's not, then our children will also take it upon themselves to judge whether you're worthy of honor or not. Our children will repeat it. This is not just about us. This is about the next generation as well. And if we want our children to, if we want life to go well with our children, we have to teach them to honor by our example. Let's honor their grandparents. The Bible says honor in Exodus chapter 20 verse 12. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, the fifth commandment is not just for children. Again, there's an implied message for parents as well. So we cannot just use this verse and say, oh, sabi sa Bible, honor me. No, there's an implied message for parents. And again, if you are a single person or about to get married, praying to have your own children, this is a message for you as well. After, in Ephesians 6, verse 2 to 3, after Paul said, after he reminded the people of the fifth commandment, he added to it verse 4. And here's what he said, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Don't give them a reason to hate you. Don't give them a reason to curse you. Don't push them. Don't trigger them. Don't provoke your children to anger. Make it easy for them to honor you. Here are some practical things we can do to make it easier for our children to honor us. First is love God passionately. Love God passionately. How many of you here, you love God with all your heart? Talagang, Lord, I'm not yet there. But Lord, my heart is I want to honor you for the rest of my life. You know, I like this blog by my friend Joseph Bonifacio in honor of his father who celebrated his 56th birthday. And here's a portion, an excerpt from the blog he wrote. He described his dad. And in the tail end of his blog, he said, this doesn't mean homes must be perfect. My dad definitely wasn't. If his staff felt he was harsh and impatient, he was exactly the same, probably to a greater degree, at home. He had flaws, but he was real. He came clean when he did wrong. He admitted his mistakes and asked for forgiveness, and he got help from other people. That left a permanent mark on us. Children don't need parents with perfect faith. They need to see real faith lived out. You know, that's the good thing. I like what he said. Children, they know they're, wala namang perfect na parent eh. There's no perfect father, no perfect mother. We all know that. If you're still pretending to be perfect, I want to break the news to you. Everybody knows you're not perfect. You're the only one trying to convince yourself you are. So if we are not perfect, then let's quit trying to pretend we are. And our kids know that, but they're not looking for a perfect father or mother. They just want somebody who's real. and who's genuine. That's why if we want our children to honor us, let's love God passionately. Some people are just religious. They just go to church every Sunday. You know, they can talk about sports, fashion, business, politics with so much passion and opinion. But when it comes to the things of God, they are silent. They are empty. They are dry. I believe that's not what we want. We are not just about religion. We're about relationship with God. So if, let's make it easier for our kids to honor us. And one of the ways is to love God passionately and allow Him to change us from the inside out. Next one is love your spouse faithfully. Love your spouse faithfully. You know, more and more I'm realizing yung mga kids pala natin laging nakatingin, ano? Nag-o-observe. That's what they do. They're observing how we relate to each other. You know what I realize is if we want our children to honor us, let's love their mother or their father. Treat your spouse right. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, it says, let marriage be held in honor among all. Be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. Honor it. You know, it's not in my notes, but I remember Revelations. I think chapter 2, verse 4, it's addressed to the church, but I believe applicable to married people. When God said, I have this against you, God said to the church, you've forgotten your first love. So here's what you ought to do. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. I think that's applicable also. If you feel like your love is not where it used to be, I think that's a good prescription for us to remember the height from which you have fallen. Natatandaan niyo pa ba first time nung nagliligawan pa lang kayo? Hours talking. Talagang 3 hours. Ang init na, di ba? Ampula na dito. Paglabas mo, may marka ka na dito ng cellphone. Pero every day you do that. You're so selfless. Saan mo gusto kumain? Ikaw? Hindi, ikaw. Where do you want? Parang, pwede mo ba akong sunduin? Baka pagod ka na. Hindi. Gusto mo, Baguio pa tayo. Eh. Iba. Remember that. Something happened. Ano na ngayon? Bakit lamig na? Hindi na nagpapansinan. Sabi sa Bible, remember the height from which you have fallen. Pinaglaban mo yan eh. Inaway mo pa nga yung parents mo dahil dyan. Now ngayon, kayo na yung nag-aaway. Sabi niya, repent. And then, do the things you did at first. Court each other again. I like what Rick Warren said one time. Sabi niya, if there's more courting in marriage, there will be fewer marriages in court. So love your spouse faithfully. Maybe you're in a place where it's never going to be resolved. You're not together anymore. But I want to exhort you, all the more teach your children to honor that other person. And last thing, if you want to make it easier for our children to honor us, let's love your children equally. Love your children equally. Favoritism destroys honor in homes. I've seen that. I've experienced that firsthand in our own family. I was the favorite. How many of you here kayo yung favorite sa family nyo? Ilan sa inyo dito kayo yung least favorite? And you're bitter. Di ba? Sobrang unfair. Alam mo, naawa rin ako sa mga kuya ko eh. Kasi ako yung bunso, pero yung hand me down, hindi pa baba, pataas. So binili ako ng pants, ipapasa sa kanya. Pagdating sa kanya, shorts. Galit na galit. Pero hindi lang yung kuya ko yung nakakaawa eh. Pati ako nakakaawa. Because I was spoiled. It added to my immaturity and insecurity. I became self. It's not really good. You know, there's a classic example in the Bible of favoritism and how it negatively affected the family. The family of Joseph in Genesis chapter 7, verse 4. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. 13 siblings. 13 na magkakapatid. Ang favorite si Joseph. Bibilan siya ng bagong damit, tapos yung magkakapatid, hiraman lang. O yung suot mo ngayon, laban mo mamayang gabi, palit kayo ng kapatid mo. Ganon sila. Diba? Can you imagine? Pag may mga kainan, o hati-hati na kayo sa isang ano ha, wings, chicken wing, o sa yutong ano, dalawang pata. Talaga favoritism. You know, you'll find this in scripture. Anytime there is favoritism, there is hatred, there is division, and there is divisiveness that comes in the family. It destroys honor in homes. You know, we thank God, nung bago pa lang kami ng wife ko, hindi pa kami married, naririnig na namin yung mga teachings about family. And that's why my wife and I, long before we even had children, kakakasal pa lang namin, but we made a decision. I told my wife, all our children will be our favorite. That's why now we tell our daughter, 6 years old, you are our favorite daughter. Si Jackson, wala pang kamalay-malay. Kukunin ko yung face niya. Jackson, I love you and I'm proud of you. You're my favorite son. We're still figuring out what to tell our third. Okay, pag nagkaroon na. Basta we'll make up something. You're the favorite third in the family. But favoritism destroys honor in home. It breaks my heart when I hear sometimes dads even bragging about their favorites. Ah, ito, paborito kong anak to, di katulad nito. Kawawa naman, di ba? Sige anak, ipakita mo, sayaw ka. Ikaw, upo ka lang dyan. Sakit, di ba? Kaya ikaw, lumaki ka, lagi ka nakaupo, ayaw mo tumatayo. Pinatawag ka sa recital. It affected you until today. How do we start honoring our parents? You know, honor your father and mother. We talked about why God is commanding you and me to honor our parents. We talked about how as parents we can make it easier for our children to honor us. But the last question we want to answer before we dismiss and end this service is, how do we start applying this command? For some of us, it should start with forgiveness. For some of us, we need to ask forgiveness to our parents for dishonoring them. Maybe we obey them, but the way we are obeying it, we're doing it in a dishonoring way. Our speech, our actions, we need to ask for forgiveness. But maybe for some of us, we need to release forgiveness. Maybe you're abused, molested, mistreated. You know, we can honor them Father's Day, Mother's Day, but if the hurt and the bitterness is still there, it's going to come out again. It should start with releasing forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is not denying the sin committed. It's not denying the pain. It's not letting go of justice. In fact, forgiveness is appealing to a higher court and entrusting your case in a higher judge, which is God. God says, do not repay evil with evil. Do not take revenge. God says, it is mine to repay. It is mine to avenge. Unless we let go of the hurt, unless we learn to release forgiveness, we will be tortured. And we won't be able to create a healthy family. You know, I like this quote about forgiveness. It says, forgiveness is setting a prisoner free and finding out that the prisoner is you. And I believe God wants to set free some people today. God wants to heal you of your wound and allow God to do a supernatural work in your soul and in your heart to bring healing where you're hurting. Forgiveness. For some of us, it should start with gratitude, being thankful to our parents. I wasn't like that when I was younger, and I'm not yet saved. In fact, I was ashamed of my mother. Actually, nakakahiya, no? Pero that's one thing that God dealt with me when I gave my life to Jesus as a college student. My mom wasn't able to finish, she is only able to finish high school. A high school graduate, not able to pursue college. And in my opinion, she's inferior to other moms. So pag mga PTA dati nung high school, I was able to go back to private school. Pag may PTA, I would try to avoid her. I don't want to be identified with her. And I know she felt that, she knew that, but never said a word. And then God convicted me about my attitude toward my mother. One time, I was attending a service like this and there's a pastor preaching about parents. And he said something that really gripped my heart. He said, minsan nakakalungkot, sa Tagalog eh. Sabi niya, minsan nakakalungkot, no? Kasi kung dinadalan lang natin minsan ng flowers yung mga parents natin pag hindi na nila kayang amuyin. Or bibigyan lang natin sila ng masarap na food pag hindi na nila matitikman. I was so grieved. I cried. I repented. And I made the decision. I said, Lord, help me every chance I have to honor my parents. I started dating her every Monday. Sabi ko, as a single guy, I'm going to date her as long as hindi pa ako married. Every Monday we go out. And that's the time she had the opportunity to actually tell me her story, which I never knew. She told me when my father died at an early age, I think late 40s, my father died. I was grade 3. She took responsibility of us all, 8 children. I'm the youngest. She worked multiple jobs. She slept an average of 2 to 3 hours a day. And she endured so much pain, loneliness, suffering. She actually abandoned every dream that she had and focused on us. She did everything she can to keep us all alive, send us all to school, and give us a bright future. Sabi ko, grabe, hindi ko alam yun. I didn't know that all this time. I thought you're... But thank you for telling me. Na dati akala ko, grabe Lord, sana iba na lang nanay na binigay mo sa akin. Now, right now, every time I'm with her, every time I talk to her, I would tell her, Mama, I'm so proud of you. I love you. And I'm grateful to God that she has given you to us. If I'll be given a chance to choose my mom, I will choose you again. I want you to know I'm so proud of you. And maybe for some of us here, we have never appreciated our parents. Maybe all we're seeing is their flaws, imperfections. But the Bible says in Romans 8, God works in all things for our good. There is always something to be thankful about. And I want you to pray to God to open your eyes and see the things that you ought to be thankful about, your father and your mother. 5th commandment, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you. Amen. Lord, thank you for your word. First of all, thank you for our parents. Thank you for our fathers. And thank you for our mother. Your word is right. We should honor them. So that's our prayer today. Starting today, I pray every chance we have, I pray we will be able to honor them. For those of us here today who need to ask forgiveness, I pray you will give them the humility and the courage to ask forgiveness. For some of us here who's been hurt, mistreated, Lord, I can't imagine the pain, but I pray, Lord, that you will give them supernatural grace to release forgiveness to their parents. And I pray that you will bring healing to the innermost part of their being. Give them the ability to love the way you loved us. While we are still sinners, full of wickedness, you loved us, Lord. I pray we will be able to do that, to love our parents, even if in our mind right now they are not worthy of that love. Lord, I pray for the children here. I pray, Lord, that we will be able to honor them not just today during Father's Day, not just Mother's Day, not just in their birthday, but I pray we will be able to honor them. Give us, show us how we can do that, Lord. Show us how we can better appreciate them. And instead of always noticing their flaws and imperfections, help us see the good in them. May you even give us the ability to bless them, to treat them well. Lord, thank you so much. I pray for every family represented here. Thank you that you're bringing healing in our families. Thank you that you're bringing restoration in our families. Lord, I even speak salvation in every family represented here. Lord, we honor you. We thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're about to do. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.